WTAW News Time is 5 after 8. 58 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Last week, the College Station City Council approved financial assistance to a developer interested in seeking a federal grant to build apartments for low to moderate income elderly residents. Since then, the developer has withdrawn the request because another city is expected to get the $1.3 million grant.
On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, College Station's Community Services Director Debbie Yeller says cities around the country face the challenge of affordable housing.
There's limited funding for it. That's being cut every year. And you just have less people interested in making those units available because of the market.
Eller says out of 13,000 apartments in College Station, only 100 units were vacant as of the end of last year. The proposal that was withdrawn included 105 income-based senior apartments on Victoria between College Station High School and Fitch, offering rent as low as $350 a month. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The city of Bryan is holding a public meeting tomorrow to discuss the upcoming reconstruction of South College Avenue from Villa Maria to Sulphur Springs. Assistant City Engineer Barney Williams says the goal is to improve travel for pedestrians, bicyclists, and motorists.
What we're doing is taking a holistic look at that corridor and trying to improve all three modes of transportation. Additionally, the road section itself is kind of in bad condition and was scheduled for reconstruction on our capital improvements project plan.
William says they will start with an informal presentation of the project scope with time for questions from the public after. The meeting starts at 6 p.m. at the City of Bryan Municipal Office Building on Texas Avenue. The City of Bryan will have something to say about a proposed recreation center at Blinn College operated by the Houston YMCA. At the last City Council meeting, Public Works Director Jason Barfnett said traffic and other studies would be submitted to the city.
As they come through site review for developing the new building, engineering would require parking analysis, traffic impact analysis for them to be submitted to the city for review before we approve the development.
Blinn and the Houston Y are considering a center near the intersection of Villa Maria and Nash. Blinn students would be charged $50 a semester. United Way of the Brazos Valley has announced the results of last fall's state employees charitable campaign.
All of those came in right before the holidays or just after, and so we were able to tally all that together.
President Allison Prince says the overall amount given by state workers, $540,000, is down from last year, but $357,000 is going to organizations in the 7-county region, which is a higher percentage. The United Way's community campaign, with 10 weeks remaining, is awaiting results from around 40 employers and other groups.
We initiated this campaign with a goal of $800,000. That was after hitting an $800,000 goal last year. And we are right now at $562,000, so that's just about 70% of goal.
Information on how to contribute is online at uwbv.org. WTAW News Time is 9 after 8. It's 58 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news at 8:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
This is Mayor Nancy Berry with over 30 years of governmental, nonprofit, and private sector leadership in our community. I'm excited about the chance to serve as your county commissioner. I will bring my record of leadership, fiscal responsibility, and strong commitment to our community. Vote Nancy Berry for County Commissioner Precinct 3 in the Republican primary during early voting February 16th through the 26th, or Election Day, March 1st.
Political ad paid for by the Nancy Berry campaign. Larry Hodges, Treasurer.
810, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works. They're on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or at Wiltons.com. Wilton's, with furniture, supplies, and so much more. Here are the numbers.
Generally fair and pleasant weather for today. Sunshine and some scattered clouds, up to 70 this afternoon. But cooler weather moves in tonight. Breezy this evening, mainly clear, 37 to 42 by Wednesday morning. Wednesday will be cooler with mostly sunny skies. Temperature well up in the 50s, clear and 30s Wednesday night. And more sunshine for Thursday. High temperature again in the upper 50s. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Leah here this morning from the Humane Society. How are you today?
I'm well.
A dog owner will be reunited with pooches 3 years after they went missing in Australia. Trinity Grange left her dogs with a friend while she went on vacation in 2012. Raina and Honey Bear disappeared without a trace over the weekend. The two dogs were dropped off at an animal shelter, and guess what they had inside them?
Chips.
That's it. They had microchips, and they are reunited after 3 years.
We had a very similar story here in Brazos County last year.
Really?
It was a basset hound that had gone missing, you know, scared, ran from the house, whatnot. And family looked everywhere for him, couldn't find him. Over the course of the several years he was missing, they moved out of state. And then there had been some guys that were working at a oil pad, kept seeing this dog and whatnot. And, you know, he just kind of hung around there. And they eventually, you know, gathered him up. And he had a tag, a old Brazos County tag and a microchip. And mm-hmm. between those two bits of information and some detective work with Brazos Lost and Found Pets, we were able to reunite them.
Wow, that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
That's neat. And, you know, what's a chip cost?
$25.
Come on. I mean, yep. Really, you're not going to keep your critter for just a year. You're going to have it a long time.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good investment. What do we got going on?
You know, we are kind of back to business as usual, but, you know, we're going to gear up for the puppy and kitten season because there's so many, you know, people are anticipating. They're already coming. You have puppies? You have kittens? Well, not quite yet. But besides those puppies and kittens, we have a program a lot of people don't know about. It's called our Barn Cat Program, where it's people who are interested in having some outdoor cats, whether that's in the garage or the shed or the barn, obviously. These are cats that otherwise wouldn't be available for adoption through our regular adoption program because their personality is not that of a house cat.
Got it.
The most you might be able to do with some of them is maybe pet them on the head.
It's a working cat.
It's a working cat, exactly. So some people come in and they're like, we want more feral type cats because we do have dogs. We want to make sure they're going to run from the dogs or whatnot. So we have those cats. They're spayed, neutered, whole 9 yards that we usually give with every adoption. We generally recommend when you take one of these cats home, we try to adopt them out in pairs because they seem to stick around better. You set them up in, you know, maybe a large dog crate in the garage or your feed room or something like that, so they know that that's where they lived, come back, feed and such. But then they help you control the mouse, bird, snake population, and it's a really great deal, and it's a really great way that we've been saving lives of animals that otherwise wouldn't be available for adoption.
Sure.
Unfortunately,
well, as you say, sometimes they're not socialized, that they can't deal with people, but they do what cats do, and that may help some folks who have some land out there.
Exactly. So I actually have one, and I'd be concerned if I brought her in the house because I think she tried to kill me in my sleep. But
cats can be like that.
You can kind of pat her on the head when she's in the right mood, but other than that, that's about it. So, you know, vary in age. So there's an application. We don't always have them immediately available.
Okay.
And we'll keep you on our wait list so that as we get them in, we'll let you know this is what we've got. And, you know, we've had some people that are as specific as, you know, I have this idea that I want my barn cats to be the quintessential red tabbies. Okay, we'll let you know when we get them in. You
but
know?
In the meantime, there are other ones too.
Yeah. So, you know, as far as barn cats go. So that's definitely an option for everybody to kind of consider if you're thinking about outside cats.
Domestic animals or barn cats? If they want some more information, what do they do?
AggieLandHumane.org.
Okay, very good. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks.
Yep, visit with the folks in the animal shelter on Tuesdays. And Glenn Brewer's here this morning from the Chamber. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic, Scott.
You got a list of stuff to do?
We got a big list. All I got to tell you, though, first of all, the Chamber Fitness Challenge is coming up, and it's been a few years since we've done that.
Right.
I lost 50 pounds last time we did that. And I told everybody I found the 50 pounds.
Oh,
but this
dang.
Time I'm going to lose them, and I'm going to keep them off.
All right.
It's the best time of year to do this. It's a 12-week program. Our health and wellness committee has got with some of the top trainers and the top gyms in the town. And what for $325, what you're going to have, there's a team of four. The business can do a team, or you can have an individual, and we'll put you on a team. But you'll get for 12 weeks, 1 hour a day with a trainer. They'll work you out. They'll give you some nutritional information, and they will. You're going to lose some weight. You're going to have some fun. But the most important thing this time is all the participating gyms, you're going to be allowed to go to those gyms for the entire 12 weeks, all the participants in all the gyms. Right now, I think we have Aggieland Fitness Dome, AeroFit, and BoomFit. All of their gyms are going to be open to our participants.
Okay.
So I think it's something that you're really going to want to be interested in.
Yeah.
Then, Inner Circle event I want to mention on February the 9th. It's Kyle Field Reception and Tour. It is sold out, but I mention it because I want to give our sponsors credit, Watercrest at Bryan and the Physician Center Hospital, and also to tell people when we say tickets are limited, we really mean they are.
Okay.
But keep your eye out for some new Inner Circle events coming in 2016. Following that, Thursday, February 18th, Business After Hours, there's no limit on the people there. That's going to be at Baylor Scott & White. You know, it's a great networking event. It's free. Bring your business cards and be prepared to have fun. And then the event that you're going to have to get a day off from your fitness challenge because March the 1st, it's the Taste of Aggieland.
Okay.
And that's, of course, the Chamber does that in conjunction with the Brazos Valley Restaurant Association and our title sponsor, HEB. You get to go to the Brazos Expo Center. You get to, there'll be dozens of restaurants here. You get to sample their best and finest fare. A general admission ticket of $30 is going to get you in there from 5:45 to 8:15.
Mm-hmm.
There's senior citizen tickets for $20. And for a premium ticket of $75, you can get in 45 minutes early. You get a couple of drink tickets and you get some reserved seating.
Okay.
And that's all at the Expo Center on March the 1st. Other than that, I'd like to mention a deluxe ribbon cutting coming up tomorrow, actually, 4:30 to 5:30. It's a combination of Extra Mile Office Condos, REMAX Select, and 12th Mortgage. And then followed by Thursday, a ribbon cutting at Cowhide Leather and Candles, Post Oak Mall. And then Friday, there's a ribbon cutting at 4:30, Padlock Escape Games.
Oh.
And that's, as I understand it, team building or for fun. They'll put you in a room. You're with a group of people, and you have to solve puzzles in order to escape.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm sure, I don't know how long I would be in there, but I'm sure they'll take me out when the next group comes in and is scheduled to start.
It's time for you to go now, Glenn. Yeah.
Other than that, I want to mention our Inner Circle Platinum Member Spotlight, Wells Fargo Bank in Rock Prairie. And ask everybody to please sign up for our insider report at bcschamber.org or call us at the Chamber 260-5200. Oh, and also, looking at you, Scott, I want to say we have our local candidates forum is now scheduled for the 17th at the Phillips Event Center.
Wonderful.
The local contested races will be there, and our moderator, I'm pleased to announce, will be Scott DeLucia.
Yeah.
And it's going to be broadcast live on WTAW and streamed live on KBTX.
That's the way we do things. Good. Thanks for the time this morning. That's our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
In Brenham National Bank's 83-year history in Washington and Brazos County, we've put down deep roots in ag lending. Hi, I'm Nathan Van Nord.
And I'm Teresa Hernandez.
We provide loans to purchase, refinance, and improve farm and ranch real estate. Need an operating loan, or is it time to replace that aging tractor? Let us be your partner in agriculture.
At Brenham National Bank, we understand country living because we live there too.
Brenham National Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, it's 8:20. There is a, I want to call it a phenomenon called Post Secret that's been around for about a dozen years. We are pleased to have the guy who started it all, Frank Warren, here, because Post Secret, the show, begins a two-night run tonight at Rudder Theater. We have tickets available both tonight and tomorrow night, but Frank is just going to be on the show tonight. Frank, thanks for coming in this morning.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about this project, art project, I guess is the way we would call it. How long has it been around?
I started Post Secret about 10 years ago. I printed up 3,000 self-addressed postcards. They were blank on one side, asked strangers to write down a secret they'd never told anyone before, decorate it, and mail it to me. and I received over a million from all around the world.
Did you physically pass these cards out that first batch?
I passed out 3,000, but then I scanned the results, and it spread virally online, and hundreds of millions of people came to the website, got excited about it, shared their secret on a postcard, and mailed it in too.
This was when?
2005.
Okay, so basically we're at 10 years. We're starting our 11th year with that. How fast did it become viral, I guess I'd want to ask?
Well, there were some pretty special secrets submitted early on. I got one on a postcard that had pictures of the Twin Towers in New York City. And okay. The secret said, "Everyone who knew me before 9/11 believes I'm dead."
Oh, wow.
And then there were other provocative ones. I've got one here in front of me that came recently. This one says, "When my husband cheated on me, my best friend told me if I was meeting all his needs, he wouldn't be cheating on me. After my divorce, I had sex with her husband."
This has gone from this incarnation into books. You've compiled books that have been on the New York Times bestseller list. And so now the latest, I guess, is the show where you tour the country with these secrets. Now, tell me a little bit about how you choose the secrets that you'll reveal during the performance.
The secrets come from the million-plus postcards I've received over the year. Many of them have never been seen before. But more than that, we bring the stories behind the secrets to life, secrets that have transformed lives, secrets that have brought people together romantically, secrets that were banned from the books by my publisher. And the actors, it's really experimental. They start by telling one of their own true secrets. We never know what that's going to be every night. Audience members get a chance to write their secrets on postcards and have them shared back in the second act. In fact, one of the actors shared with me some of the secrets that audience members have been telling at the events. You want to hear from some
sure,
last week?
Sure, of course.
This one was shared by an audience member. "I'm a kindergarten teacher, and I have legitimately wanted to punch a five-year-old in the face." And this one, "I don't think me and my boyfriend even like each other anymore, but it's convenient. His truck has a snowplow."
In the Northeast, that really was crucial last week. And so that of the questions that I'd written down, that was one of them, is this scripted or is it organic?
Everything from the play, from the performance, is nonfiction. It comes from email messages I've received, stories behind the secrets. We tell Tina's story. Tina was this heroic high school student who was struggling with an eating disorder. She wrote her secret on a postcard and mailed it to me. I never put it on the website, unfortunately, so she figured she had to take action on her secret herself. So she printed up these shirts that said on the front, "I'm anorexic and I'm struggling with my issue." And she wore these shirts to college, not knowing what was going to happen. She was really scared.
Mm-hmm.
But she goes on to say that not only did her classmates and professors support what she was doing, they asked her to make more shirts, just like the one she was wearing, so they could wear them too. And you can see how telling a secret can lead to this compassionate response that really is heartwarming. And that's the heart of the show, that no one is alone with their secret.
Frank Warren's here. He is the creator of Post Secret, and it's now the show, and it's here at Rudder Theater tonight and tomorrow night. Performances start at 7:30. I guess you can pick and choose and kind of set the tone for the show.
Most of the show is set. For example, at one part, we play voicemail messages that people have been saving on their cell phones for sometimes years and years from friends and family member who left them that final message.
Mm.
And that's a very emotional part of the show for sure. Another part in the show is where we dramatize the most unforgettable call I ever received on a suicide prevention hotline, which is what I was doing before Post Secret. But at the end, we talk about how postcards brought people together in marriages, and how there are births due to people courageously sharing their secrets. The play itself is really a celebration about secrets, and we hope that it's something that can change lives.
And I guess that's the thing, is as you look at this, obviously there's a catharsis involved when they do this, but how often do people tell good secrets? Because if they're good, they're not secrets, they share. So you want to create, obviously, an uplifting feeling as people leave the theater each night after a performance. Tell me about how many actors do you have and how did you choose those actors?
We have three actors in the performance and a musician, and the play itself has been in development for over 5 years. It's been through dozens of versions. We couldn't be happier with this one. It's two women and a male, and they're phenomenal. I'll tell you a story that happened 2 weeks ago. One of the actors on the stage was reading a postcard from an audience member sharing a very heartbreaking secret. The actor started crying while she was reading the stranger's secret. Mm-hmm. Later that night, we read the audience member's response to hearing that on Facebook. She posted the experience there, and other people were responding positively and supportively. There's something about sharing a secret that just brings out compassion in people. I don't know if you've had this experience. Maybe you have here. But when you talk about your personal life, maybe it's a struggle you've been having with a mental health issue, or you lost a friend or family member to suicide, these things can be taboo. And if we can find the strength to talk about them with friends or family, almost instantly we hear stories from other people saying, me too, that was my experience. Let me tell you what happened to me. And so one of the things I've learned through this project is that we feel like these secrets are walls that we keep inside of us, that divide us, that separate us from others. But really, if we can find the courage, the strength to let them go, we find out they were bridges the whole time, connecting us to who we are, to people within our lives, to strangers.
Isn't that what chat rooms have done in the internet? It caused us to say, I'm not the only person struggling with this. These people have written these things down to say, this is what I'm struggling with, and they find a commonality as their secrets become public. So how do you ask people in tonight's show and tomorrow night's show to interact and be a part of the show? How does that occur?
Oh, it's all up to them, however people feel comfortable doing it. Some people want to tell a secret to the person they came with on the drive home. Some people want to write their secret on a post-it note and stick it on the mirror anonymously in the bathroom of the theater. Others will write down secrets anonymously on postcards and have them read back. But I think in most cases, they'll just appreciate the courage, the stories that they're hearing from people on the stage, stories that are true, stories that make us realize that there are narratives of heroism and frailty playing out in the lives of people all around us that we can't see.
So now you're on stage tonight. How is the show different when you're on stage and when you're not with the tour?
It's kind of special for me tonight. I flew in here to be here. After the performance, I'm going to have a conversation with the audience from the stage. I'll stick around to sign books.
Great.
And just respond to questions and talk about my personal experience, how it's changed my life. And hopefully I'll do a lot of listening to audience members too. That's the best part. This whole project is not just a curation of secrets. It's this conversation that I think reminds us of how connected we all are.
How is it different when you're in, I'm sure you play venues of all different sizes. What kind of differences do you see in areas where you are, either geographically or the size of the venue? How does that change the show?
Well, I'll tell you, what's interesting is not the differences, but the similarities. Okay. I remember touring in London. I was listening to Secrets from Strangers. The first professor came to a microphone. She said, I'm a teacher here on campus, and my secret is, even though I'm 60 years old, every lecture I've delivered this year, I've been stoned. And then in Australia, I was down under, and a person came to the mic and said, when I was in fifth grade, I really wanted to get out of going to school one day, so I told my mom I had this stomach ache. I made up this story, and she ended up believing me so much so that she drove me to the hospital. He said, during that drive, I realized I was so committed to this story, there was no turning back. Later that day, I had my appendix removed.
Oh, my. Oh, wow. Well, it's fast. How long does the show run? How long is it?
It's
last?
About 2 hours
about
with
two
an
hours.
Intermission.
Okay, so you know. All right, it's tonight and it's tomorrow night. It's Post Secrets, the show. And tickets are available at 845-1234. It'll be at the Rudder Theater. And Frank Warren, the creator of Post Secret, with us today. Thank you so much for doing this.
Can I tell you a secret?
Please.
For lunch, I'm going to Mad Taco. I'll have a few free tickets for anybody who wants to meet me there.
Oh, wow. All right, there you go. Do you know approximately what time?
That's a mystery.
Okay, that's part of it. Thank you so much.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The air traffic control system that choreographs the roughly 7,000 aircraft in U.S. skies at any given moment is the most complex, but also one of the safest in the world. Now, a Republican House committee chairman is launching a push this week to take away control of that system from the government and hand it to a nonprofit corporation directed by the airlines, airports, labor unions, business aircraft operators, and private pilots. The idea is generating debate as lawmakers and lobbyists line up for and against it. Starting this fall, we're going to get more Thursday night NFL games. The league will continue its partnership with CBS while adding NBC as a partner. Each network will broadcast five Thursday night football games in 2016 and 17. The NFL Network will also televise eight Thursday night games, bringing the total number to 18. Crude oil down 83 cents at $30.78 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a lower open. That's your money now.
This Valentine's Day, give the gift that costs less than roses and lasts forever. Name a star after someone you love. I'm Rocky Mozo with International Star Registry. Call 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com and tell that special someone how much you care. For $54, we will send a beautiful personalized gift, and the new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Make it a Valentine's Day you will treasure forever. Call 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com and give the gift of a star.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now. 800-881-6461. 800-881-6461. That's 800-881-6461.
The Aggie Report brought to you by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. Go to cptractor.com to find a location near you.
The Aggie Daily Show is brought to you by Flash Seats. Flash Seats is the official secondary marketplace for Texas A&M. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Learfield Sports Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, online, and on Twitter at LS Directors Cup. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Aggie basketball has off until Thursday of this week. They'll be at Vanderbilt Thursday night, 6 o'clock game time, 5:30 is our broadcast. The games tonight in the SEC, LSU at Auburn, Kentucky will be at Tennessee, South Carolina will be at Georgia, Alabama at Mississippi State. A couple of games on tap on Wednesday night, Arkansas at Florida, Ole Miss will be at Missouri. Aggies will play host to South Carolina. Keep in mind, South Carolina plays on the road, but they play Tuesday. The Aggies play Thursday. They'll practice then on Friday and turn right around and play South Carolina at our place at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. That game, by the way, is sold out. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
Sure would be nice to build that garden this spring, but that push tiller and wheelbarrow are taunting you from the shed. Stop breaking your back and head on over to Sioux Falls Prater Equipment and take a test ride on any of their compact tractors. Speed through that dirt work and feel no pain. Pain-free on your back and your wallet. A 32-horsepower tractor will make short work of your chores and start at only $135 a month. That's a reason to head on over to Sioux Falls Prater, your local John Deere dealer. Affordable, dependable, and reliable. CPTractor.com.
Kim Commando with a drone update. No matter what, someone's always going to be dumb enough or evil enough to endanger lives with drones. Last week, a very close call with an American Airlines jet on final approach at Miami International Airport, down to just 500 feet and a mile from touchdown.
Drone on final for American 1317, runway 9.
There are all kinds of proposed solutions to take out threatening drones. But as it turns out, the best solution may be a natural one. American bald eagles have already been captured on video bringing drones down. The eagles consider them to be a threat to their hunting habitat, and they never lose. So police in Holland are training bald eagles to literally yank drones out of the sky, calling them police eagles. The eagle instinctually takes the drone right to the ground. So as we build laser weapons and anti-drone radio jammers, It looks like the best defense is already proven, and it's about as low-tech as possible. Get all the breaking news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. During the winter months, there are a few things we all do to protect ourselves. An extra blanket at night, hot coffee in the morning, and hopefully automatic cloud backup for digital photos and files from Carbonite. If you haven't already, try Carbonite for free at Carbonite.com and use the promo code Kim to get 2 free bonus months. I love Carbonite because it backs up all of my important files to the cloud for me, automatically and securely. That means every photo, every song, even documents here at the show. Over 1.5 million customers trust Carbonite to protect their irreplaceable files, the Kim Komando Show included. Carbonite backs up your files to the cloud, where they're kept safely away from fire, theft, or an inevitable computer crash. So don't leave your digital files out in the cold. Join me and back up every photo and file with Carbonite. Start your free trial today at Carbonite.com and use offer code Kim to get 2 free bonus months if you decide to buy. That's Carbonite.com. Be sure to use promo code Kim.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:36, 58 degrees right now at the studios. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station police are looking for two suspects after a drug deal turned into an armed robbery. Last night around 9 o'clock, a citizen reported that a robbery just occurred in the 1200 block of Hawktree Drive off Rio Grande Boulevard. According to the report, officers found out two Hispanic males entered the residence for a drug deal. Each suspect produced a semi-automatic handgun and held several people at gunpoint while an unknown quantity of narcotics was stolen. The suspects fled the scene. No one was injured. Anyone with information is asked to contact CSPD. If Blinn College and the Houston YMCA decide to build and operate a student recreation center, what is built and where it's located will be reviewed by the city of Bryan. The possible location at the northeast corner of Blinn's campus near Villa Maria in Nash was discussed at the last city council meeting. Public Works Director Jason Barfneck says before the city signs off on site plans, developers would submit reports on how the center would affect traffic and parking.
Be my recommendation to wait and to see if they actually make a commitment to come to that site before we spend any funds on doing that analysis. We've had the developer pay for those traffic impact analysis and provide that to the city staff for review to see what improvements would be needed to be made to the road work or signals, whatever, to accommodate the traffic.
The topic was raised by Councilman Mike Sutherland, who was concerned about the added traffic the center would generate.
If you'd ask me to do it, I'd said put it over there on the west side of town where they have the new campus, so there's plenty of ways to handle the traffic.
Blinn is considering a new fee of $50 per student per semester to finance the center. The city of Bryan invites you to a meeting about the reconstruction of South College Avenue from Sulphur Springs to Villa Maria. Assistant City Engineer Barney Williams says the project is split into two parts, one supported by a grant from TxDOT for the Transportation Alternatives Program.
Such as sidewalks and shared use pathways, bicycle routes, those kind of things.
Williams says the other part of the project includes roadway reconstruction and signal replacement at Sulphur Springs. He encourages anyone who frequents the area to come to Wednesday's meeting.
Especially the people that live along that corridor, what we've got planned, and to seek their input as far as, you know, the sidewalks and the crossings of street crossings and crossings of driveways and those kind of things, you know, as they would affect them.
William says the planned completion of design is September, with construction starting by the end of the year. The meeting is tomorrow from 6 to 8 at the City of Bryan Municipal Office Building on Texas Avenue. It's been 9 years since the city of College Station has received federal assistance to building new housing for low and moderate income residents.
Shortly after the city council agreed to spend up to $100,000 to assist a developer, the request was withdrawn. If approved, 105 income-based senior apartments would have been built on Victoria between Fitch and College Station High School, offering rent as low as $350 a month. Community Services Director Debbie Eller says $1.3 million in federal tax credits are expected to go to either Hewitt or Belton. Eller on WTAW's Infomaniacs says it's part of an ongoing effort to find more housing for lower-income renters.
We're doing various research projects. We're pulling collaborative efforts together. Housing providers are meeting on a regular basis to talk about these issues, find out what programs, what plans we can put in place to address these needs and make more opportunities available.
As of the end of last year, the city of College Station learned out of 13,000 apartment units, there were only 100 vacancies. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The totals are in for the first of two campaigns administered by the United Way of the Brazos Valley. President Allison Prince says state employees gave $540,000, which is down from last year, but a higher percentage, $357,000, is staying with local organizations in the seven-county region.
I know we've been hovering closer to that 60% range the last few years, so I'm happy to see it bumping up against that 70.
United Way's community campaign has 10 weeks remaining to reach its $800,000 goal. Prince says they have topped 70% at $562,000.
We have about 15, 20 campaigns that have already been held, but we haven't gotten results on yet. That's very normal for this time of year. Results are coming in every day. And then we still have about 20 to 25 campaigns that are either in progress or haven't quite started yet that they like to do theirs right at the end. So we still have a little bit of a ways to go. And so this is an opportunity for people to think about, if you haven't made a gift yet, this is the time to do it.
More information on contributing is online at uwbv.org. WTAW News Time is 8:41. It's 59 degrees. More news at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
For the perfect feeling of comfort, call Barker's Heating and Cooling for a new Lennox Home Comfort System. And right now, receive a rebate of up to $1,700 on your qualifying Lennox purchase. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today for the perfect sale on a system that can make you comfortable this season and throughout the entire year.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-0618. That's 979-314-0618. License number TACLA 2811C.
Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Chances are pretty good you're going to want more bandwidth and higher speeds on your internet in the future for your business. And right now, ready to serve you, Suddenlink. This is a gig city. About 8% of U.S. cities are gig cities. That means they have 1 gig internet speed. And what 1 gig is exactly 1,000 megs, or about 100 times faster than your typical phone company internet. So if you're needing to get bigger files uploaded and transfer information, if you've got more reason to be using that bandwidth, remember, the speed that you get from Suddenlink with up to 1 gig on the internet can make a big difference for you. Right now, if you'll get in touch with the folks at internet at Suddenlink, you can get this kind of internet, high-speed internet, 75 meg download, 10 meg uploads, as low as $124.95 a month. You take that and you combine with it the phone service they have, where you save money from what the phone company charges you, plus you get to keep the number that you have, you keep the equipment that you have, and you can expand that network as you need to. Call Chad Cowan, special number for business customers. It's 595-2413, 595-2413, or go to suddenlinkbusiness.com. For more information, here's a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's sponsored by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years in fixing slabs, but now they also specialize in polyurethane concrete raising to level it out. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Generally fair and pleasant weather for today. Sunshine and some scattered clouds, up to 70 this afternoon, but cooler weather moves in tonight. Breezy this evening, mainly clear, 37 to 42 by Wednesday morning. Wednesday will be cooler with mostly sunny skies, temperature well up in the 50s, clear and 30s Wednesday night, and more sunshine for Thursday, high temperature again in the upper 50s. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, it's all about the me generation, and if you're a law student, maybe you can make it happen. A law student is demanding a lifetime supply of Kit Kats after she bought a pack of the chocolate bars without any wafer. Saima Ahmad, 20 years old, second-year law student at King's College London, demanding that Nestle compensate her with a lifetime supply of Kit Kats or face her taking legal action. She wrote a letter to Nestle claiming monetary and emotional loss.
Oh, my God!
Quoting case law from the 1930s to back up her argument, she bought a multi-pack of 8 Kit Kats from her local supermarket last month, was disappointed when she bit into that solid bar of chocolate with no wafer inside. Oh, my God, the humanity! She said, clearly, if I wanted to purchase a confectionery item that is purely chocolate, I would have purchased a bar of Galaxy. Something they got over there, I guess.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I wouldn't rule out taking this further if Nestle does not apologize or compensate me adequately. However, she admitted she is trying her luck and does not expect to get anything. But she got a little publicity here.
I wouldn't have made the demand so high. Maybe like a year's worth.
Something like that.
Or like a week's worth, but not a lifetime.
Yeah, a box of, you know, something.
And I'm pretty sure Hershey's or Kit Kat can drown you in legal fees before you can, get anything accomplished with that one.
I think that's probably a fair assessment of the entire situation. A town in Maine and a group of cat caretakers have sued estate trustees in a long-running dispute over a woman's wishes to have her life savings go to care for abandoned cats. Barbara Thorpe, who died in 2002, left most of her $200,000 estate to give food, shelter, and vet care to stray cats in Dixfield, Maine. Only a few thousand dollars have been given for the cat's care. Lawyers have taken more than $16,000. Yeah, they're going to get their piece. You don't have to worry about that.
Oh, yeah.
And the estate's trustees received $22,000. So the city and 5 women who care for the town's strays sued the trustees last week. The suit says the trustees excessively billed fees to the trust and have failed to carry out her wishes. The trustees' attorneys vehemently deny any wrongdoing. Well, of course they would.
Duh.
Hello.
Hey, y'all are talking about the UIL realignment, and y'all left off the news that 2 of our state finalists in football last year are going to be in the same district next year.
Who's that going to be?
Franklin and Cameron Yeo.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be fun. Thanks. That'll be fun. Well, again, they've been close together for a long time, obviously.
There was another one I saw. I think Norman G and Iola, who are only like 19 miles away, are not in the same district.
Oh, that's good. That makes for a big rivalry.
Yeah.
Well, do that pre-league game.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. Okay. All right. So if you're in a quandary, I mean, in case you didn't know, Hillary Clinton pummeled Bernie Sanders last night by 0.4 of a point. But she was the clear winner, according to her people. And Ted Cruz was the winner. But if you're still wondering, if you're on the fence, J.J. Abrams wants you to know that he is endorsing Hillary Clinton. Because I know you care what J.J. Abrams thinks. Likewise, Kid Rock is endorsing Donald Trump. Because, of course, you care what Kid Rock thinks as well. So if you were waiting for famous people to tell you who they were going to vote for President of the United States, now you know.
That's how I make my decision.
Of course. February 13th and 14th for the 2016 Home and Garden Expo at the Brazos County Expo Center. Brought to you by Brazos Valley Floor and Design and EcoZap Pest Control. The Home and Garden Expo is your one-stop shop to learn about building and renovation, banking and insurance, gardening and pools, outdoor toys, and more. With many experienced vendors and a full schedule of seminars, you're sure to leave with new ideas and inspirations. Visit homeexpobcs.com for more info.
Acme Glass has always understood that when glass needs to be replaced, quite often there are some safety issues concerned and maybe some security issues as well. Acme Glass, more than happy to respond quickly to that. Can be glass that needs to be replaced in your home, your vehicle, or maybe your business, and they will do that for you. And time was when Acme Glass opened in 1946 that what they did as far as glass replacement was kind of different. Now they understand that out in the field, installation is something that needs to be done, whether it's on a piece of equipment or on your vehicle. Chip repair. Couldn't even do that when Acme Glass opened up. And now they do chip repair that takes you just a few minutes, and your insurance quite often pays for it. And also when they opened in 1946, because they didn't know about chip repair, If you buy a windshield from Acme Glass, you get free chip repair for as long as you own the vehicle. Just one of the things that the Moorheads do to keep up with the times. Glass itself, still basically what it was, but the way that you use it has changed drastically, and they've changed right along with it. Two locations to serve you in downtown Bryan on Main Street and in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. It's Acme Glass.
Hi, this is Debbie with American Lube Centers. Start the new year off right. For a limited time, when you get your oil changed at any location of American Lube Centers, receive a free, yes, I said free, bronze car wash at our Tower Point location. This special offer won't last long, so make a New Year's resolution. Let American Lube Centers help you take care of your vehicles. Free bronze car wash with every oil change. Fast, friendly service. That's what we do.
There's a crisis on our border, and State Representative John Rainey is part of the problem. Let's look at his record. Rainey sided with every Democrat in the House and voted against $92 million in border security funding. With radical Islamic terrorists seeking to infiltrate our southern border, John Rainey put Texas at risk. That's wrong. And it gets worse. He was one of only three Republicans who supported taxpayer funding for embryonic stem cell research, the destruction of human life. Rainey voted with liberals to weaken border security, increase his own pension, and defends the destruction of unborn life. John Rainey, he's part of the problem and way too liberal. There's a better choice. Conservative Jess Fields. Jess Fields is a true outsider. Jess Fields will fight for border security and work to end sanctuary cities. And Fields is a pro-life Christian conservative endorsed by Texas Right to Life. Texas values, conservative leader. That's Jess Fields.
Political ad paid for by Jess Fields' campaign.
About 8 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Talking to Frank Warren a little while ago, the creator of Post Secret, performances tonight and tomorrow night. And he had mentioned that a teacher had stood up and said that she wanted to punch a student, kindergarten student.
Five-year-old.
Yeah. Teachers do have a tough time. On Reddit, teachers shared some of the craziest things that parents have said to them. One of them, I'm a high school math teacher. I gave my freshmen an optional assignment where they could write a two-page report on a historical black mathematician. I even gave them a list of about 45 to choose from. One kid turned in his report, and it was clear that he had copied and pasted. His lone source was Yahoo, written in pen in the margins. The links from the web page that he copied and pasted were even still underlined on his page.
Oh, man.
I called his mom to explain the situation, let her know that I would have to write him up for plagiarism, and her response was, well, you didn't say in the directions he couldn't plagiarize.
Oh, man.
End quote. Had a parent call and ask, in complete seriousness, if we could cancel the school dance because of her freshman son. Not because her son was sad that he had no friends to go with. She said that she wanted us to cancel the dance because her son hated dances. And he was upset that all of his friends wanted to go to the homecoming dance instead of spending Saturday night with him. Kid from a fairly wealthy family with a father who was always off on business trips. He was a good kid, but would act up sometimes, and the teacher, principal, and the child's father had a meeting to discuss the behavior. In the middle of the meeting, the father said something like, I wish he had a father figure in his life.
Oh, my. Good gravy.
And during a conference between a principal and a couple of mamas of two girls, the girls had gotten into a fight. They're about 3 minutes into the conference when Mama A takes off her shoe and throws it at Mama B.
Yes.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, and Rudy's Barbecue.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You don't have to be a retail giant or government agency to be the victim of a costly data breach. If you run a website and collect customer data, your small to mid-sized business is just as likely to be targeted by hackers. The Barracuda Web Application Firewall provides cost-effective instant security against automated and targeted attacks, making this WAF a must-have for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda web app firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/WAF.
Mark your calendars February 13th and 14th for the 2016 Home and Garden Expo at the Brazos County Expo Center. Brought to you by Brazos Valley Floor and Design and EcoZap Pest Control. The Home and Garden Expo is your one-stop shop to learn about building and renovation, banking and insurance, gardening and pools, outdoor toys, and more. With many experienced vendors and a full schedule of seminars, you're sure to leave with new ideas and inspirations. Visit homeexpobcs.com for more info.
Howdy, this is Pat Sevchik. It's been over 40 years since my dad, Leon, opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Sevchik's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Sevchik's Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. The World Health Organization has declared the Zika virus a public health emergency of international concern. The action paves the way for more funding and manpower for this mosquito-borne virus that has spread explosively through the Americas. Zika's been around about 50 years, but public health officials raised alarm in recent months because the virus potentially leaked to thousands of cases of newborn brain defects. According to the latest figures, there have been 4,000 suspected cases and 270 have been confirmed. Problem is, it's in Brazil. Don't we have the Olympics coming up down there?
Yes. Yep.
Probably not a good thing. Of course, they've said the water's so polluted they can't do any of the water stuff down there because that's pretty nasty. So,
yeah.
New research says the moon controls rainfall on the Earth.
Huh.
Scientists from the University of Washington have found that when the moon is directly overhead, less rain falls. The Christian Science Monitor says the scientists used 15 years of climate data to show a convincing link. Well, it's 15 years, but anyway. Between the tidal force of the moon and rainfall.
Yeah, how long has the moon and the Earth been around?
Yeah, yeah.
15 years, that's definitely a good sample size,
I'd
guys.
Say we've got ourselves a real trend
definite
here.
Link.
Yeah, when the moon is overhead, its gravitational pull causes the Earth's atmosphere to bulge towards it, simultaneously increasing atmospheric pressure. Higher pressure increases air temperature, and warmer air can hold more moisture, making it less likely to rain. Don't know. A guy from Massachusetts owned the domain google.com thanks to a glitch.
Oh, wow.
For a little while. A graduate student named Senmei Ved was using the Google domain's website registration service when he somehow was able to actually purchase the domain google.com. He verified his order with his credit card, and it was charged. And he even received an email confirmation from Google that he now had Google.com. Moments later, obviously, the order was canceled. Google later thanked him for revealing the bug in the software that they had and issued him a check for $6,006.13.
Where did they come up with that number?
It kind of spells Google.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's pretty neat.
That's cool.
Yeah. When the company learned that Ved donated the money to charity, they doubled the money in the check, and the same amount went to charity from them.
Awesome.
So, yeah. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's not bad at all. So, but again,
it's a big glitch, though.
It is a big glitch. I'm sure that they probably have gotten that taken care of by now. And strange, authorities in Alaska say a fugitive was found hiding out in an elaborate tunnel system underneath a trailer park in Alaska. Cops say 42-year-old Jeremy Beebe went missing after being sentenced to 2 years in prison on drug and theft charges. When he failed to show up to begin his sentence on January 12th, officers went looking for him. They eventually found him hiding in a series of tunnels dug underneath the trailer park. Cops spotted his foot poking out, and they went in after him. The tunnels got narrower, and the further police went in, and by the time they caught him, they basically were crawling on their stomachs, faces contempt of court charges. But who dug that?
Yeah.
I mean, El Chapo? Was he
in Alaska?
Was he in Alaska? We didn't know about it?
Possibly.
Yeah. All right. We're back tomorrow. It's 9 o'clock. WTAW College Station.